Dave, for me, there's only one team going to win that today, and you've lost it.
Well, the frustrating thing for everybody is that it's a loop ball in our box. It's 4 or 5 yards out, and we have to deal with that. The responsibility is either we've got to head it clear or it gets punched clear, and no one can hide away from that. It's the only chance they've had on goal. And when you're down there, they're the things that happen. But I said to the players, you've got to stay strong. They put in a really good shift. Yeah, little bits of quality can be better crossing. But some of the chances that we've had, and the keeper's made saves or they cleared off the line. But I just felt for them today. I felt for the fans. I felt for the players because, everybody's worked so hard. And I think they showed their appreciation at the end, I think.
It's one thing getting beat at Birmingham when you played so badly, but do you take solace from the fact that actually you played well and you got the response today?
Well, at the moment, I feel as low as a snake's belly because I feel for my players, I feel for everybody associated with the club. They've worked so hard this week to try and put things right. They know they didn't play well last week. And that's football. Sometimes it can really kick you when you're down. But we've also got to remember, it's our error. It's not, it's not a wonder goal. It is our error. And we have to eliminate that. And, if it's a whip ball, the only way I could see them scoring was either from a set play or something like that, a corner, or we give a silly free kick away, which we did once or twice. And I thought, that's the only way, because anybody can do that. But I thought we were patient. We could have moved it a little bit quicker in certain areas. But we were trying, they just sat everybody behind the ball, and at least we got on it and we tried to pass it and we got around the back of them. But then you want that quality. And then when we did get the quality, they've either cleared it off the line or the keeper's made a save from Miguel, on the far post. I don't even know how we got down to it. But and then, we sell ourselves in midfield. Goes wide, got to stop the cross. Don't stop the cross. You've certainly got to either come and catch, punch, or head, whichever one you want to do, because it's 4 or 5 yards out centre goals.
Talk to me about the two players who made their home debuts today, Roger Johnson and McPhail, who I thought ran the game for long spells, especially first half.
Maka did. The one thing you've got to do with Maka, you've got to give him the ball. I thought him and Cokey did okay. At least when we were here the last time, we never got the ball down. At least Maka will give us that. He'll give us that control in midfield. But he's put some great balls in, which we should have scored from. And Roger is Roger. He'll put his head on it. He'll kick it. He'll tackle it. And they didn't do much. But to be honest, there wasn't many that did much wrong today. You couldn't fault them for their effort. You might fault one or two on a little bit of lack of quality in certain areas. But you can't fault them for their effort. And that's the hard thing to swallow. And certainly when if you're at the top end and that happens, then you get over it. But when you're down the bottom, it's a little bit harder to swallow. But I've told them they can't feel sorry for themselves. They've got to pick themselves up because we've got another one on Tuesday.
You faced all kind of questions last week. One about your future, one about whether you'd lost a dressing room. But doesn't that show today that the players are firmly behind you?
Listen, the majority of the fans are behind me. The letters are getting, and the people, and you're always going to get this quiet amongst supporters if they feel change is for the better. No one can stop that. But as I said yesterday, we're in this little run, which is hard because up until probably this week, last week, whatever you want to call it, the performances were there. We're just looking for that little bit extra. But we closed them down. We made them work. We got them out when we needed to get them out. We drew, because they were just going to sit there, and it was always going to be a smash and grab if it was going to be. But I just didn't see them scoring in an open play. But I did see, you're always in danger from a set play. But I can't control that. That's all I've got to do is keep getting results. As I said, you've been in a football club 18 months, you get a promotion, you keep them in a division. There's not a great deal of money around. So if people want to judge, then I'm a big boy, and I'll always rely on my and back my ability. But I think it's a tough time at the moment, and everyone's got to just keep their heads above water and keep going, because I certainly won't allow anyone to feel sorry for themselves. You could see one or two heads drop near the end because things weren't coming off, but they're the younger players, and sometimes they have to go through the bad times to appreciate the good times.
How are you feeling then?
At the moment, at the moment I feel really low because of the results, but we're in tomorrow and I'll be the first in there with Stu and the rest of the lads, and we'll pick them up and dust them down, and we get them going again, because that's what we have to do. Football is about results at the end of the day. People think they've got someone better in mind, and I've got no say in that, except I keep doing my job. I keep trying to do it to the best of my ability with what you have. You need the response from the players, and I thought they got that today.
Ordinarily, you've been in the game a long time. If you saw a fellow manager start the season off 8 games out of a win, would you be thinking that guy there is under pressure, in trouble?
I think sometimes you look at certain situations, and you've got to look at the situation and that's going on around the football club or whatever. But yeah, you can say that. I'm not a stupid man. I'm quite aware of what goes on around the football world. There'll be people, managers out of work, hoping that others go. That's, it's dog-eat-dog business. But you've also got to be able to see some improvement somewhere along the line, and the football club's come a long way. It's just frustrating for everybody at this moment in time.
You got Fryer in. Is there room for manoeuvre in terms of getting someone else in next week?
I would think only if we can get people out at the moment. We had a stronger bench today. I mean, Matty came in, half an hour before we were training. It was, do you play him, do you not play him? I thought when he come on, he had one or two little good touches around the box. You can see what type of player he is. But it was just a bit near the end. I mean, trying to put balls into the box. We didn't do that very well. So trying to work it around, sometimes you just got to go route one. But I think because of what happened, the week before at home, or where we just went route one direct all through the game, I think they were aware of that. But they still tried to play. And as I said, I thought Macca did run the show. He looked, I got on the ball, he moved it well. He was always available. I don't think he gave it away, to be fair. But I just feel for them all and not just the individual.